I'm under the CW tone on my thing here, but it must have been a hard one to track down, especially with all that wiring. That sounds horrifying, to be honest. Now we're going to pass on down to WD8PIC, Bob in Silver. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
You are a gold star for that, too. You guys always do a great job of running the net, both of you. Well, I got two things. One thing is never accidentally key your radio. I was in the CW mode, which meant that the radio was putting out 100 watts, and I had a cable in my hand that was connected to the radio. I hadn't connected it to the antenna yet. You know, my coax wasn't quite long enough, so I had a short cable with a connector. And I had the PL259 in my hand, and I keyed the radio, and 100 watts went out with my fingers there. And let's just say the guy that was talking about the RF burns, let's feel that. It was interesting. And the other thing was, and you'll like this, I have a talking microwave, because I'm totally blind, here at the condo. And I had to move my antenna from out in the yard to the top of the building, because they took some trees down. So imagine keying your radio and hearing, volume 2, volume 3, volume 4, volume 5! It was making the volume go up, you know, the signal. So I had to play with it for a while until I figured out the proper place and where to put the cord and how to coil up the cord and everything to keep the RF signal from getting into the talking microwave and making it do weird things. Back to net and keep on doing your great job. 58 PIC.